Well, it's too early to read the whole thing, but we thought we would get some reaction this morning. Steve Kelly, Brett Paquita, and Lauren Smith on the live line with us this morning. Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizenga. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to be with you. And, yeah, a little tough to get through 1,850 pages just in the morning.
So yesterday, House Democrats unveiled this some $3 trillion. This is the biggest one yet. Are there things, and we've already heard, we've heard that both sides of the aisle have some issues with this thing. Are there things that you see in it that you like, that you would have written in yourself?
Yeah, there are a couple of things. There's some things on the ag side. We had a conference call last night, and this covers like virtually every single committee that we have. But they had like six or seven of our committee ranking members kind of go over the areas that their committee covers. And there are some things, you know, in the agricultural space, a couple of things in the financial services space. Certainly, I mean, as you stumble along writing 1,850 pages of legislation, you're gonna stumble into some decent stuff. But this is by definition what I tried to explain my kids is the term jumping the shark. I mean, this thing just goes beyond the pale and is unprecedented in an amazing number of ways.
So it is called the HEROES Act. Could there possibly be a vote on this thing as early as Friday?
That is the word. Yes. So I'm planning on firing up my Ford Expedition and driving out to D.C. We're kind of waiting. The announced plan was to vote on Friday, and then some of the Democrats got a little uncomfortable with that, and so there's been a letter that has been circulating from the Democrats to their leadership asking them to delay it. So quite honestly, as I'm sitting here this morning, I'm not sure whether we're going to be voting on it yet this week or not.
We had talked in the last week locally with the Speaker of the House, Chatfield, with Governor Whitmer, about some possible aid coming to the state, and then we talked to City Manager Washington about the city's budget, too. It looks like there is a little relief for municipalities and states built into this thing.
Well, first we have to look back at what has been provided already, including $4 billion that's going to the state. There has been direct aid that has been given to counties and cities over $500,000, so that includes Kent County. There's been a lot of money that has been laid out already. This adds it's hundreds of billions of dollars more that would go into that. And I, personally, I'd like to see how this money that we've spent so far, which is close to $3 trillion, how that's getting allocated and spent. We don't even know that yet.
And that's one of the things that the president said. Why should we bail out states that had problems before this thing? Is that in essence what you're saying?
Well, no, what I'm saying is we have already provided a tremendous amount of money going into local and state governments already. This is like the mother of all Christmas trees. This is every single pet project and pet policy that the left has had, and they're adding it. In addition to that, I do agree that just because Illinois and California and New York have messed up their pension plans, why is the rest of the country going to have to bail them out? That doesn't make sense to me either.
Congressman, one of the things that's in here that's obviously we all agree on is the new $200 billion Heroes Fund to ensure essential workers who have obviously put their health and safety in the line, and the repercussion of that, too, moving forward, and we know it's going to be a different tomorrow, is OSHA, as a part of that, creating new worker safety standards for employers.
Yeah, it also needs to do that. We need to have those laid out. It's interesting. It's called the HEROES Act. You may recall we've talked about my HEROES Act that I introduced on April 3, which truly I do believe would reward those frontline workers. So I guess imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Taking the name that we have come up with, the Helping Emergency Responders Overcome Emergency Situations. But this is well beyond first responders and those working in healthcare facilities. This is a grab bag for virtually everybody, and is well beyond what I believe is a much more focused and intentional way of rewarding those folks who have been really putting themselves on the front line.
We will surely link you to find out more to woodradio.com. Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizenga, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.